What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Ignore Ryan 680.
I'm Angela Callahan.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. If you have not already, you know what to do, guys. Be sure to like, share, subscribe to us, and let's talk movies with every single one of you guys. We love talking films with every single one of y'all. Y'all know what to do, guys. But let's get right to it. Angela, what are we talking about today?
Ooh, this one's going to be fun. We are talking about The Long Game today.
Yeah, The Long Game tells of a story. In 1955, five young Mexican-American caddies, out of the love of the game, were determined how to play. So they created their own golf course in the middle of South Texas desert in Del Rio, Texas. Dang. This film also stars Dennis Quaid, Jay Hernandez, Jaime Lee Ortiz, honorable mention Cheech Marin, and of course, we always we do have to mention, especially when someone is raised in San Antonio or born in San Antonio, Paulina Chavez.
Yes, she was
raised in San Antonio.
Yep. That's really cool. Yeah. That's so cool. I mean, yeah. Del Rio is not that far from it.
Yeah, anyway, but... for sure. What did you think about this movie, Angela? You know, was it everything you expected? What did your expectations go into this film? And I do want to highlight as well, because Angela is actually a golfer. She's a real golfer.
Yes, yes. Played in high school.
Played and in high school. Varsity high school.
Yes, and we went to regionals. We weren't good enough for state, but we went to regionals.
Right. So I do want to ask, you know, was everything accurate? Was everything, you know, let's get into the down and dirty here. Into, you know, let's talk about, was the pars, the holes? I mean, was everything accurate on this part? Or so, was there some little movie magic that kind of didn't make sense? Let's know.
So it's really a movie about, like, the underdog, right? So you have this team. It's set in the 50s where, you know, Mexican-Americans typically aren't accepted into the sport of golf. You know, let's be frank, it was mainly a white sport.
Yeah.
So it's like an underdog of them, you know, getting a team together, competing in tournaments, you know, struggling to actually be accepted and, you know, be respected in this field of sport. And so I know we've come a long way. So, like, it's not the same like it was before, but in terms of, like, etiquette, absolutely, right? There's etiquette on the field, right? On the course, there's etiquette. Like, you have certain rules to follow, unwritten rules. It's just polite to do for the next person, like, polite to do for the next players. That was accurate in itself. So I thought it was pretty cool. I loved seeing the way the golf courses was. It's beautiful, green and luscious and nice.
Definitely.
Was really cool to see the game. Like, I know there was a movie, I think is it The Greatest Game Ever Played or something like that? It's with Shia LaBeouf. It's from a while ago. I really like that. So I love golf movies. And so I was really excited to see this one, especially because it does highlight that it's Mexican-Americans competing and winning the state championship in the 50s. So I thought that was really cool. So it was really touching for me to see that, not just from a golfer, but like from our background. It's in Del Rio. It's so close to home. So it's really cool to see that on the screen. And I know it's based on the book. Yeah. And we haven't read the book. Sorry.
Yeah.
Spoiler. But it's very inspirational. I really enjoyed the film. I think it was really cool. And I would say, it's pretty accurate as far as golfing goes.
You know, this is, these kids, these Latino kids are, you know, born in Del Rio. They're raised in Del Rio. And this is a biopic. And this San Felipe High School, first ever Latino, first ever golf, you know, team ever for the school, right? So that's a huge, huge move. Second move is that it's all Latinos, that's a golf, you know, golfers and everything. So that's another big, huge win there. And even more so, the first ever Latinos to actually even play on that golf course in a way without being the help or with the entertainment. This is, this film's actually directed by Julio Quintana, and you know, for him to make this movie and everything, I'm a huge supporter. I'm a huge, huge knob to, like, I really do love underdog movies. If you know me on the Movie Talk channel, if you know me, that I always talk about it all the time, is underdog movies and biopics. You know, biopics are biography movies are just, they're my niche. There's something on a different level. Mm-hmm. They really are. And, you know, okay, so this stars Dennis Quaid. That's the big name everybody knows, right? And then Jay Hernandez is also he's a known actor. He's not an unknown per se. The first film I remember seeing him in, of course, was Crazy Beautiful with Kristen Dunst, which came out 2001. So I saw that movie on TV. I think it was on the Fox network, and I did. Yeah, I mean,
he's come a long way.
Yeah, he's come a long way. Of course, he played Diablo in Suicide Squad.
Which is great. Yeah. I loved him. He was my favorite character.
Well, one of the things I do want to mention, of course, was that Jay Hernandez. He's just great in this movie. He's fantastic. There's a moment in here where he gives off this really good speech and everything, and it's a very inspiring piece of art cinema that I really did enjoy in that. But another thing I do want to mention, of course, was that this film wasn't marketed enough.
Yes.
It was not freaking marketed enough. Like, I was just astonished how good this movie is, and it's not marketed as much as, like, you know, just in the other movies. And that's the thing too, is that, like, we've seen a lot of, like, you know, when it comes to films and everything, every film's different, right? But for the most part, though, when it comes to, like, biopics and everything and biography films, most of the time they're marketed actually pretty decent, you know. But for this movie and everything, I just feel like it wasn't marketed very well, at least to the fullest potential. Mm-hmm. And that sucks. It does.
Right.
But needless to say, regardless of that, this movie is great. This is a great, solid film. I enjoyed myself so much more than I expected out of this movie. There's a lot of moments in here, Mexican culture moments in here that you really, if you grew up with your abuela, abuelo, if you grew up with your tios and tias, if you grew up with all that, like, you know, that family-oriented stuff, that Mexican-American culture and Mexican-American gatherings, Mexican gatherings, and, you know, all of it was just so relatable, was so cool to see. And I love how they really touched up on a few moments in that. It wasn't just straight golfing, so I really enjoyed that. And we also got to see more so of the families they came, how they came from. The journey that they came from. You know, they have to start somewhere, started from the bottom, now we're here, you know. So it really I love how they did that. I love how that they really touched up on that. Even more so, even more so on Lucy's character as well, which is Jay Hernandez's wife in here. She actually didn't expect her to have. I mean, she had a small role, but I didn't.
She was so likable.
Yeah,
she was
like, so charismatic. It was just so great. She was very charming along with Jay Hernandez. Jay Hernandez, you know. I already said about that. He is charming. He is great. He enjoys being on camera, and I enjoy watching him on camera. Dennis Quaid, holy crap! What is going on with Dennis Quaid? Where, like, his like these small parts. I mean, granted, he plays like a lead in a way. It's him and Jay. But even more so, you know, even films like I Can Only Imagine and movies like that. Like, it's just, dude, he is just killing it. When the older he got. Just he's not stopping.
He still got it.
Yeah, he still got it.
One of my favorites from him, and it's so, like, cheesy.
What is it?
The Parent Trap. Oh my god, it's like primed in his Quaid. Yes. But I love it, and he still got it after all these years. So I gotta say, I gotta commend the whole cast. I agree with you. It's so charismatic. The cast is exceptional. Not just the leads, not just Dennis Quaid, not just Jay Hernandez,
exactly. Yeah,
but also the boys, the actors who played starred the players. So I think they were phenomenal. They had great chemistry with everyone. So I thought it was such a well done film. Very inspirational. I do agree with you. I wish it was marketed enough. How many movies have we seen in the past month or two that, you know,
don't come close to this?
Right. Yeah. Even, like, I think it premiered in South of Southwest last year. We still hadn't heard anything really about
nothing
it.
Crazy. Yeah.
And so I really wish that, you know, it is coming out this week, so I really wish that it gets a lot of traction, a lot of attention, even if it's just by word of mouth. I think it's going to be a really good film to see. Now, is it going to be, you know, everybody's niche? Because, you know, I know the whole stereotype of golf, boring to watch, blah, blah, blah. No, this is actually a very well done, captivating film. It's super inspirational. If you love an underdog story, you're going to enjoy this film. I think it's going to touch a lot of people's hearts. It's going to be very inspirational. And I just want people to go out and support this movie. I think it was a really good passion project. And I would love to see, you know, the community come and support it.
Yeah, one of the things, too, is that, you know, this is Texas-based. This Texas is filmed sites are in Texas and everything. McAllen, we actually got a little bit glimpse of UT Austin as well. You know, Texas, support this film. I feel like that this movie is just, I feel like that's the thing, too, is that when we talk about movies, it's always word of mouth. And I feel like this can be that movie where it gets word of mouth and people are like, oh, man, this is solid. Especially San Antonians. Come on, guys. You know what to do. Go check out this movie because you're you're gonna, it's gonna be relatable whether you played golf or not. I feel like more the Mexican culture and the Mexican American culture and everything, it's really gonna be so relatable and be like, man, that is cool to see on screen, and I'm gonna appreciate that even more so
with
the Latinos and the Latinas that are in this film.
And I appreciate how far we've come as society, because remember this is set in the 50s. It was a different time.
Yeah, yeah.
So you gotta, this makes you appreciate how far we've come,
and even more so, you know, this journey of these characters and everything that they play, or these real people that they played, Joe Trevino, even more so, like, it's just all the other characters, Miguel, Jose, you know, they went through this. They went through this. And again, though, this is probably like sugarcoated too, even more so. So, and you could see the obstacle and the journey that they went through, the many obstacles that we'd even actually get to see on camera, even more so, was that, you know, it's crazy, because what's so amazing is that they were so committed to the game and so passionate about the game, is that they actually built a course in order to play, not even like play in front of anybody, like
have practice,
just to practice. I mean, maybe not even to practice, because they were still just having fun. So mm-hmm. just the pure passion behind it, the commitment behind it, is mm-hmm. really astounding. And I really do love that. I appreciate that a lot. Yeah. I really do, from all the characters and everything. And all the boys, all the kids, they're all likable, man.
They're all likable. Even the lead, yeah. that's a punk, kind of a little bit.
Yeah. So, you're talking about Joe.
But again, nothing on the actor. I think he's great. It's just the character. But again, I think all of them had such great chemistry together.
Oh, yeah.
All the cast was exceptional. It's a great story. I think it's great. Flow well, directed well.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be very enjoyable for everyone.
Oh, yeah. I really do, too. I feel like that if you are watching this film, just expect to have an inspiring movie. And I really do appreciate that a lot. And even more so, because this movie needs more recognition, needs more publicity, needs it all, guys. So check this movie out.
Spread the word.
Yeah. Do you know what to do, guys? So go see it at a movie theater. Go appreciate this movie. And yeah, I'll call out my primos and primas. You go check out this movie. All right, guys. All right. Was this film that we deserved? I'm saying yes, it was. Now let's go to ratings, Angela. We didn't give this rating.
Just because I might be a little bit biased, just because it hit home for me.
Because
again,
you're a golfer?
Because I'm a golfer. Because it's about Mexican American culture.
Yeah.
You know, and it's set in a city that's not too far from us. You know, it really hits home for me. So I would give it a solid 8 because.
Oh, damn.
Not just because of that, but I think it's a very well done film. It was a lot better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Again, I haven't seen too many golf movies. I think the other one was the one with Shia LaBeouf such a long time ago.
Yeah, man.
It's also another underdog story, but this is a little bit different. Like I said, it hits a little bit more home. So I really enjoyed it. It was very well done.
I feel like there's not enough golf movies.
Well, it's not a,
I mean, Happy Gilmore?
I'm just kidding. I mean, people are, you know, it's starting to become, you know, I want to say popular, but like more, like people want to know more about it. Mainly because like also like Netflix has the Full Swing documentary.
Yeah.
The docuseries.
Yeah.
Which I think kind of brings a little bit more like attention to the game, which is really good, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, I know there's a stereotype like, oh, it's boring, you know, people don't want to go. But no, like it's actually really fun, especially when you go to like certain tournaments, you can see all these cool players. It's really cool. So I do think it's an undervalued sport. It's underrated.
I don't think it's undervalued. I think you make a lot of money. You make a lot of money swinging a ball.
I'm not as much as football players, but again, golf's one of the few sports you can play when you're older. But
it is.
A lot of basketball players and football players retired and play golf.
Michael Jordan. All right.
I might be biased, but again, it's very enjoyable for a film.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I agree. We need more golf films.
All right, guys. I'm going to give this after watching this movie and everything, the inspiring take on here. Jay Hernandez does this very good speech in here. Dennis Quaid leads this as well with him, a co-star. They do great job together. Chemistry together is so good. His chemistry, it's just everyone flowed so natural and so organic. And I love that a lot in this movie. The plot stays on point and stays just current. It doesn't go into these side stories and just touches up on their small town in Del Rio, and it touches up on a lot of obstacles that they go through, but it stays point. I like how it's well directed, and I'll leave it at that. But rating 1 to 10, 10 be the highest. I'm about to give this a solid 8.8.
Oh, nice.
Solid. Yeah, I'm gonna go a little bit higher than you. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I loved this more a little bit more than you did, because I really enjoyed the acting in here. Jay Hernandez, I mean, I want more of him. I'm not gonna lie. Yes, I want, if yes. he's in any other movies, I mean,
any of them. Yeah. Like any of the characters.
Preferably, I want to see him go back as Diablo in James Gunn's DC, know, but I'll probably never happen. But no. It'll be interesting if that does happen.
I just want to see him another one. He was such a great in, you know, that was cool. But yeah. This is a great like. Dramatic film in a sense.
Oh, yeah.
And it was yes. He did so great at that. So I want to see what else he can do yes. with the projects he can
and
do.
More what do you call it, more Latino reps and all that stuff, and just representation for that and everything. Mm-hmm. So I really did appreciate that.
But any of the cast, I want to see what every one of them can, you know, succeed in the future and the projects they have, especially Paulina. Yes.
Paulina, girl, yeah, so
San Antonio.
Yeah, so Paulina, I didn't expect to have There's a few scenes in here in the first half of this movie. You really don't think she doesn't have like a lot of lines, because you kind of get the gist of like, okay, who's in the first act of the film, you know, who's the leads, the supporters, you know, all that stuff. But there's a scene in the third act of the movie, and it just she surprised me.
Oh, she's great.
I wish the best for her career. I want her to have more movies, San Antonio and everything. I'm excited to see what more else you can accomplish here in her career, and I can't wait to see more other roles. I'm excited for her. I really am, for her career and everything. And every time she's in a film project, definitely we're gonna be there, because we're gonna support San Antonio, support people who've been raised in San Antonio or born.
And Mexico. He was funny too.
Oh yeah, he was great. So great. Oh yeah, but yeah, 8.8. I'll leave it at that, guys. Okay. Oh yeah, I have a good one. And do not forget, guys. Do not forget. Be sure to check this out at a theater, because you know you want to. And yeah, we do recommend this movie. Obviously, we do give it an average higher rating. We do recommend this film, guys. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at the Caliange.
See you at the movies, guys. Stay safe, San Antonio. Catch you later. Peace.